His whole name is René François Armand Prudhomme, and he used the alias as Sully. So, and he's not very well known anymore. He was a very popular poet at the beginning of the 20th century. But, for instance, I've never taught him in a French poetry class. But when I was a student in Quebec at Laval University, we read him, as probably because of his love for religion and also for Pascal, the great French philosopher and theologian who wrote De Pensée. And Sully Prudhomme did write a book on Pascal called La Vraie Religion Selon Pascal, or Pascal on True Religion. Pascal, you know, he's the one who came up with the Paris argument, or the wager that we might as well live as if God exists, because if God exists, we've won everything, but if he doesn't, we haven't lost anything. So he was probably attracted also by the fact that Pascal was a mathematician and a philosopher and a theologian and a great writer. Sully Prudhomme was, he started as a scientist, and he wanted to become an engineer. And what happened to him is that he developed an eye disease, and he had to drop out of the Polytechnic School in Paris. I think he went into this kind of poetry writing because that school that he created with four other French poets is called the Parnassian School of Poetry. And what they wanted to do was react against the lyricism of Romanticism. And they wanted to write a scientific kind of poetry where what they did, impersonal lyricism and the impersonality, impassibility, objectivity, which were all, you know, things that had been borrowed from the scientific approach, you know, the scientific method, you know, to go for the facts and not to express the self in their poetry. And you see in this poem here, in the broken vase, Le Vase Brisé, he uses the vase as a symbolism for the broken heart, but he doesn't cry about it. He just describes what happens to the vase, the crack that slowly moves all around the vase, and then he compares it to the broken heart. The broken heart which slowly dies and slowly splits. And all he says is, it is broken, do not touch it. As I read the poem, there is a lot of suffering going on. You know, you have all those words like in French, meurtrissure, you know, which is a wound. And you have the word meurtri, which is wounded. And you have also, he goes into the word blessure, you know, which is a wound too. I think that's the psychological aspect. You know, very often we don't see that people are suffering. You see, it's hidden in us. Very often they don't let it show at the surface. And so that when he says the world sees just the hard curved surface of a vase a lady's fans once grazed, and then he says that slowly drips and bleeds with sadness. You see, the heart is bleeding, but nobody really sees it. And he says, do not touch the broken vase. Is more saying that very often the suffering that other people go through is invisible to us, and we should not, you know, try to interfere with it. There is one part where he says, like in French, the fourth stanza, where he says, often also the hand that one loves, touching the heart will hurt it, and then the heart will split by itself, and the flower of its love will die. So you see what Robert Archambault did is rewrite the poem so that it would sound better in English. But the French it goes directly for the heart, which Robert left out of his translation here. Because he said, only the quick, sleek hand of one we love can tap us with a fan soft blow instead of the heart. So he goes from the broken vase, compare it to the heart. And this is when Pascal probably influenced Sully Prudhomme, because Pascal said that le cœur a ses raisons que la raison ne connaît pas. So the heart has its reason for things that reason will never be able to know, that it cannot logically be explained or be helped. And I think that's the main reason for the poem. Because of that, because, you know, he wanted to express what Pascal expressed in a very philosophical, almost mathematic way. He wanted to express it in poetry.